At the new Founders Trading Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader Land. Now, to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to mikechurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump starts another new trend. Mayor Bill de Blasio will drag your behind right out of the water this Memorial Day weekend if you try to go in. And it's okay for government employees to wash dishes. President Trump stoked a flurry of reaction Monday after revealing to reporters that he's been taking hydroxychloroquine, a controversial malaria drug, to stave off the novel coronavirus, with many experts urging Americans to consult your doctor before you take such a step. Trump said he's been taking hydroxychloroquine and a zinc supplement daily for about a week and a half now. Trump has spent weeks pushing the drug as a potential cure for COVID-19, despite there being no consensus on its effectiveness or safety. Dr. Sean Conley, the president's physician, announced in a statement Monday night, after numerous discussions that he and I had about regarding the evidence for and against the use of hydroxychloroquine, we concluded the potential benefit from treatment outweighed the relative risks. Still, many doctors urged Americans that their best source for medical information are medical experts, not the president. Remember when you were a kid and after you ate, if you went in the pool, your mom grabbed you by the seat of your bathing suit and pulled you right out of the water? Well, Mayor Bill de Blasio is going to do the exact same thing, whether you ate or not. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio on Monday warned people who attempted to swim at the city's public beaches Memorial Day weekend, you will be removed from the water as part of an effort to combat further spreading of the coronavirus. De Blasio said that New York City will begin installing fencing along the city's beaches, and he's asked residents to avoid large gatherings and playing sports. Lifeguards will also be prohibited from being on duty. Anyone that tries to get in the water, they're going to be taken right out of the water, de Blasio said. It's a dangerous situation to ever go in the water if there are no lifeguards present. And though Big Apple beaches are closed for Memorial Day weekend, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will allow beaches in other parts of the state to open. Beaches in Connecticut, Delaware, and New Jersey are also opening this coming weekend. Coming up, our saint of the day. At 20, he became a hermit, praying, working, and reading the Bible. He followed the Benedictine rule, and so many other hermits came to him for guidance that he founded the Holy Spirit of Community of Celestines. Quote of the day, a great means to preserve continual peace and tranquility of soul is to receive everything from the hands of God, both great and small, in whatever way it comes. Saint Dorotheus. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now, crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Our saint of the day is Saint Peter Celestine. At 20, Peter became a hermit, praying, working in, reading the Bible. He followed the Benedictine rule, and so many other hermits came to him for guidance that he founded the Holy Spirit Community of Celestines. Following a 2-year conclave during which the cardinals could not decide on a pope, Peter came to them with the message that God was not pleased with the long delay. The cardinals chose Peter as an 192nd pope. The primary objective of Celestine's pontificate was to reform clergy, many of whom were using spiritual power to obtain worldly power. Celestine sought a way to bring the faithful to the original gospel spirit, and he settled on pardon. He called for a year of forgiveness of sins. He reigned a mere 5 months, and the members of the Vatican Curia took advantage of him. This led to much mismanagement and great uproar in the Vatican. Knowing he was responsible, Celestine asked forgiveness for his mistakes and abdicated on 13th of December, 1294, the only pope to do so. His successor, Boniface VIII, kept Celestine hidden for the last 10 months of his life in a small room in a Roman palace. Celestine may have appreciated he never lost his love of the hermit's life, and he spent his last days in prayer. Volunteers who received Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine had positive early results, according to the biotech company, which partnered with the National Institutes of Health to develop this vaccine. If future studies do go well, the company's vaccine could be available to the public as early as January. This, according to Dr. Tal Zaks, Moderna's chief medical officer. This is absolutely good news and news that we think may have been waiting for quite some time. The results of the study, which was led by the National Institutes of Health, have not been peer-reviewed or published in a medical journal. Moderna, based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, is one of 8 developers worldwide doing human clinical trials with a vaccine against the novel coronavirus, according to the World Health Organization. 2 others, Pfizer and Inovio, are also in the United States. 1 is at the University of Oxford in Britain, and 4 are in China. Steve Linick, the State Department Inspector General Trump fired last week, was investigating whether Mike Pompeo made a staffer perform a variety of personal errands, including walking his dog, picking up dry cleaning, and making a dinner reservation for him and his wife, according to a Democratic aide. A senior State Department official previously confirmed that Pompeo recommended Linick be removed, but they didn't know the reasons why. President Trump said Monday that he would prefer for government employees to wash Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's dishes if his wife or son was not there to do so. While the dishwashing assertion was not among those reportedly investigated by the State Department Inspector General fired by Trump last week at Pompeo's recommendation, the Secretary of State faced dual investigations by the department watchdog into whether he had staffers perform personal chores and whether he looked to circumvent Congress in accelerating an arms deal with Saudi Arabia. Ken Osmond, an actor best known for his role as troublemaker Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver, has died. He was an incredibly kind and wonderful father, his son Eric said in a statement. He had his family gathered around him when he died. He was loved and he will be very missed. Osmond died Monday morning at his home in L.A., a neighborhood of Shadow Hills, California. No cause of death was given, though the actor had been in ill health for some time. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.